96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I go out of here every morning. I bust my butt because I like you. You're about the biggest fool I ever saw. A man is supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house, fill your belly with my food, put you behind on my bed because you're my son. It's my duty to take care of you. I owe a responsibility to you. I ain't got to like you. Now, I don't give you everything I got to give you. I give you your life. Me and your mama worked that out. Between us, and liking your black ass wasn't part of the bargain.
I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. There you go. That is a scene from Oscar-nominated the movie Fences, adapted from August Wilson's play with Denzel Washington and Viola Davis, both nominated for Oscars as well. This is a different year for the Oscars So White hashtag that was created by blogger April Rain and trended for two back-to-back Oscar seasons. Tonight, we're talking about the impact of black culture on the Academy Awards. My guests are film producer Dolly Turner and film critic Tim Gordon. If you have questions or comments, give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about this Oscar season? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Tim, Dolly, thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Excited to be here.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so, Tim, what happened? It was Oscar So White last year and the year before, and now it's, you know, Hollywood is black.
Well, it's a combination of things. It's A, Hollywood is a overreactionary community, and they just awarded and recognized a really good crop of films this year. So, you know, Moonlight, Hidden Figures, Fences. There were several other films this year that were in that mix as well that weren't as acclaimed, but it was a really good, strong year for African-American storytelling.
What do you think about that, Dolly? Obviously, there was a change in the Academy as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I think that the Oscar So White Twitter campaign really helped to mobilize and galvanize our community, Hollywood, and the media. You know, it really started in our community with our recognition that there had been a problem for a long time. And when that reached a tipping point, you know, mainstream media finally decided to take a look at it. And to be quite honest, also, I think the black talent spoke up in a way that, you know, could even put their own careers at risk. So when you speak out about that, you're challenging the status quo and you're challenging a really powerful system. But I think that, you know, we've reached a point where, you know, black talent is finally being recognized. There were, you know, a significant number of very strong films. There was also financing that was available to produce quality films. And there was a broad range of storytelling. But more importantly, I think that the Oscars finally felt like they were under enough pressure to make some significant changes. I mean, the awards are determined by a voting body of people. And so they made, under the leadership of Cheryl Boone Isaac, they made a commitment to recruit and add more multicultural membership. So that obviously made a significant difference, too. I also think that, you know, Oscar So White also helped push the envelope and raise more a heightened awareness around the lack of opportunities for women in general. Now, we'll see how that's going to play itself out for the African-American community. Are we going to get more opportunities to be producers and directors? But I think that the Oscar So White campaign, you know, I feel happy about it. I feel happier about it if this is not a one-time event, because this is not the first time the Oscars have been white and people have spoken up in the past. And, you know, there's been a change, but it's been a temporary change.
And slow to come, one could also argue.
Absolutely. So
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Oscars coming up on Sunday and the impact of black culture on the Academy. If you have a question or comment, certainly give us a call. We'd like to hear from you. What was your favorite movie? Was it perhaps Fences, Moonlight, Hidden Figures, I'm Not Your Negro? What other impact do you believe black culture has had on the Academy this year? So considering what Dolly was just sharing with us, from the outside, some could say, well, black folks put up a fuss, and so now they're going to patronize us with at least nominations, and who knows what's going to happen. Is that a fair argument, Tim?
Well, I think, first of all, and it was interesting, I agree with what Dolly said, but you have to understand that all of this is cyclical. So we had a situation back in 1996 where before there was a hashtag #OscarSoWhite, they had the Hollywood blackout. 5 years went by, and then we had 2001 with Denzel Washington, Halle Berry, and Sidney Poitier in the same year. Then business, you know, we started seeing nominations pick up. But again, we're talking about something that as a culture, we look at these films, but Dolly, as a producer, could probably speak to this, that it's all about financing and opportunity. So you can make all the films you want, but if those films aren't being distributed, if they're not being seen wide, I mean, so it's there are a lot of reasons involved on why you're seeing what you're seeing. But to answer your original question, when you talk about nominations, this year there were 18 African Americans nominated. And to put that into perspective, and from 1927, the first year of the Academy, to 2016, last year, there was a grand total of 38 black people that were nominated. We had 18 this year alone. So I don't think you're going to see another year where you have this many black nominations, maybe probably for another several years. But I think the other thing that's going to be historic this Sunday night is I think there's a golden opportunity for at least five African-Americans to win on Sunday night. And maybe I should say black actors, because many of these may not be African-American, but there are going to be five people that I think have a really strong shot to win on Sunday night.
Who are we talking specifically
in the acting categories. You're looking at Denzel Washington, who I think is now trending as the lead in the best actor race. Viola Davis for Best Supporting Actor is almost a lock. Mahershala Ali for Moonlight, I think, is also going to take home an Oscar. Adapted Screenplay, we're looking at Barry Jenkins from Moonlight. And last but not least, there are four black directors nominated in the documentary category, between Ava DuVernay for 13th, Raoul Peck for I'm Not Your Negro, Roger Ross Williams for Life Animated, and Ezra Edelman for O.J. Made in America. And I think right now it's trending toward either being Ezra Edelman or Ava DuVernay that are going to take home that Oscar.
Would you agree with that, or do you have your own picks, Dolly?
Well, here's what I think is kind of interesting. Well, first of all, I think I'm extremely happy that the talent is being recognized for the first time in a way that it should be. Every single film that has been nominated is a work of art in its own right. It just so happens that this is the first time that it's actually been recognized. You know, I think what really is very important about the Oscars is that when we talk about nominations and we talk about winning an Oscar, that we have an opportunity, that the films that are selected are films that don't marginalize or stereotype our community. So we have won Oscars in the past, and many times the Oscars that we've won in the past have been either characters or stories that are very stereotypical. So, you know, in my mind, my pick for the Oscars this year was a film that was not included, and that was Birth of a Nation. There's a very big difference between nominating a masterpiece, acting, directing, production, and the story about a very important historical figure. Do we win for that, or do we win for, you know, Monsters Ball? Does Denzel win for Fences or Hurricane, or does he win for Training Day? See, when film schools and when American history, when we take a look back 50 years from now, what do we want to be remembered for? And, you know, this is all a part of a much bigger, I think, systemic problem that we have when we look at how media impacts our culture and what stories are told, what stories are remembered, and how our culture is portrayed. So I think that for me, that's what is very important about the Oscars. So films like Hidden Figures, you know, saluting one of the most prolific African-American playwrights, August Wilson, a film like Birth of a Nation, a film, you know, for characters who are, you know, who contribute to science in a way like the women did in Hidden Figures. That's what I want to see in the Oscars. That's when I'll believe that the Oscars have finally become not so white.
Julian, calling from D.C., 202-319-7810. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Hey, I think it's a great point about how ubiquitous the whole idea needs to be in terms of, you know, what culture affects what. And I think we can't say that we have to acknowledge the impact that television has had on the Oscars, especially, you know, shows like Blackish and a lot of characters getting a lot of prominent roles. I think that has shown our skills as actors and also has allowed our culture to be much more influential in decision makers.
I think that was well said. Julian, thank you so much for your comment. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the impact of Black culture on the Academy Awards. What was your favorite film? I want to hear what you think about it. And your favorite actor? Who do you think? Who are you wagering, you know? Put your chips on the table. Want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown tonight, and she's next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Again, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, Black Culture and the Academy Awards coming up on Sunday. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. The Howard